providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I have a couple of interesting coincidences that Jimmy brought up off mic today. A couple of very interesting coincidences. Jimmy, you are maintaining that the U.S. evacuated their embassy in Kiev back in February. And the question you're saying is, why did they do that? And what is
I've been involved in 7 non-combatant evacuation operations, NEO operations from embassies.
Okay.
Usually those cases were when it was the last minute, it was too late. The embassies had to be evacuated because there were actual combat operations going on in the region that could potentially injure and damage or kill American citizens and diplomats. Now, the U.S. government does not want to withdraw diplomatic support for any country unless there is a very clear intelligence indicator that shows risk to those family members or the embassy staff.
Okay.
The Biden administration in January withdrew the American families from the embassy and in February evacuated the Kiev embassy. That would indicate they had very clear intelligence that Russian operations would extend into Kiev.
Now let's go back to January first. You went up to February, and I heard that loud and clear. But let's go back to January. What did the American government do vis-a-vis Ukraine in January?
Okay, so there are two types of evacuations. One is when you just get non-essential personnel out. In January, they recommended Americans leave, and they pulled non-essential personnel from the embassy out.
Okay.
Reduced the size of the embassy. That is an indicator that there was risk to family members and non-essential workers at the embassy.
Okay.
Then in February, they evacuated the entire embassy staff.
And that was in Kiev, correct?
In Kiev.
Okay.
Kiev, which indicates that they had intelligence as early as January that were significant risk to family members and American citizens in the country.
Okay.
And of course, you remember the Biden administration publicly recommended that Americans evacuate Ukraine and that they would not help them evacuate.
Okay. Now, while all of this is going on, though, you bring up another interesting circumstance in your mind, and that is that America continues to buy oil from Russia. So, in fact... You are saying that we are, for all practical purposes, because of the oil purchases, we are in fact funding this war for Russia. Want to explain that?
So we have been, under the Trump administration, we were a net exporter of oil. We have become a net importer. And there are, there's different values and prices. So sometimes we'll export, sometimes we'll import. But we'd actually become a net exporter. But we also had relations with Russia importing oil from different companies.
So
we continue to import,
the US
and the administration has admitted that we are importing a large percentage of U.S. oil, actual carbon gas and oil, from Russia today. Approximately, according to Jen Psaki, about 10% of the overall domestic use of oil in the United States. The amount of money the Russians make off that is significant, and they control those companies and the government control those resources, that money, that petrodollars, if you will.
Yeah.
And that is what's allowing him, between the United States and the European Union, we are funding, if not directly subsidizing this conflict. And as long as we continue to do that, he will have resources to do it. Mm-hmm. So the question is, why did the administration not take action when they had intelligence that he was going to go beyond eastern Ukraine? Biden administration knew they were going towards Kiev early on based on their decision-making to withdraw the embassy and public statements from the president himself, Joe Biden, that guy that sits there and is a puppet or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they allow that to happen? And then why are they allowing, are they continuing to put not take action against the additional energy resources? There must be a reason. And I do have some ideas of what those reasons would be.
Well, let me just summarize what I hear you saying. What I hear you saying, Jimmy, is number one, the American government was aware going back as far as January of 2022 that the Russians were intending to invade the Ukraine. And then the next thing that...
Can I add, not just invade Ukraine, but go far into Ukraine.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And then you're also saying that throughout that belief on the part of the American government, we continued to, even though the United States is a net exporter of oil, throughout that action, i.e. January, February, and March, we continue to buy oil from Russia. In fact, basically subsidizing the Russians so that they can pay for these military actions, correct?
Yes, the only correction I would make there was that we are no longer a net exporter as of the Biden administration because of his restrictions on leases and purchases, and making it very expensive for U.S. energy companies and actually making it very difficult for them to explore and do additional pumping.
Yeah. Now, I find that to be very, very interesting in the fact that it just doesn't make any sense to me, Jimmy, that the U.S. knew about the action because they withdrew personnel going back as far as January. Yet, even though they knew that Russia intended to invade the Ukraine to a large extent, they also continue to purchase oil from Russia and in effect funding the Russian efforts in the Ukraine. That's an interesting point, Jimmy. We have about 2 minutes here. I'm curious what your rationale is.
Okay, so what I think is happening is the Biden regime is pushing a climate agenda. They want to make the cost of fossil fuel high. That allows them to work more towards renewable energies. They're willing to sacrifice American sovereignty and the Ukrainian people and Russian control of different energy sectors in order and subsidize this action in order to achieve their political agenda, their climate agenda and carbon policy, and force Americans into alternative fuels.
So you're saying...
So that's one agenda. There's another agenda, I think, as well.
Well, let's stop.
This is an important piece of it. The Biden administration is very concerned about the relationship that Hunter Biden and Burisma had with Russia energy companies. So okay. What's happening here is the Biden administration could possibly, this is speculation, could be allowing this to go on in order to take away those potential questions about illegal actions by the Biden family in Ukraine with Burisma that is directly related to energy control with Russia.
Boy, the only comment I can make is this chess game is getting to be incredibly complicated. Jimmy, we're going to wrap the show up here in the next segment. I want to just review what you just said because I think it's incredibly interesting. And I think it's incredibly important for listeners to be aware of your thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Jim McKinney and I are going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics.